are the type of people that don't align with Nevadans' values.
Let me just ask you, the Republican Party in Nevada says that it's increased its roll number, your poll numbers, rather, like 2,400 voters have been added to the rolls. Or is it 24,000? I forget. I'll double check the
24,000.
Number. 24,000.
Yeah, it's over at the Nevada Globe. You'll find that there as well. The Nevada GOP added over 24,000 voters to the voter rolls, and that's specifically, obviously, Republican voters. We have to remember that Donald Trump, you know, supposedly only lost the state by about 31,000 votes. Many of the races down ballot, for example, April Becker only lost to Nicole Cannizzaro in Senate District 6, I believe. She only lost by 600 votes. Stavros Anthony, who I interviewed yesterday, and that interview will be appearing on the Nevada Globe, he only lost by 15 votes for county commissioner. So, you know, all of these new registrations can not only affect the top of the ballot for governor, but can also impact the down ballot statewide Senate and Assembly races. And so this shows you that the Democrats, and it's proven in the numbers, that the Democrats are losing voters at a clip of about 3-1 to Republicans. We have many Democrats that have switched parties. Hispanics, over 20% of Hispanics are undecided when it comes to the state Senate race with Catherine Cortez Masto, I mean, the first Latina senator, and you've got over 20% of Hispanics who are undecided, and many of the voters in Nevada don't even know who she is because she's not a candidate that gets out in front of the public. She's a candidate that stays within union halls and the halls of D.C.
And there is even some question as to whether her office is open or closed.
It's not. It's not open. Try calling her office. I've tried to call her office numerous times to seek comment on a variety of reports that I have written. And it sounds like I'm calling someone's house, and the woman that answers the phone, it needs a little more professional training, quite frankly, on how you answer and conduct yourself on the phone. She's, you know, doing dishes. She's, you know, eating lunch. She's, you know, patching me through to the D.C. staff. Her offices aren't open.
It's like she's working from home. Is that what?
Well, Catherine Cortez Masto is working in the halls of D.C. or in the halls of the union. But the people that are working for Catherine Cortez Masto in Nevada are definitely working from home.
Amazing, amazing. Megan, always good to visit with you. If folks want to know more about the NevadaGlobe.com, how do they find you guys, and how do they find you specifically?
Well, they go to the NevadaGlobe.com. They'll find at least 2 to 3 new pieces each and every day on what's going on in Nevada statewide. And they can find the Nevada Globe on Facebook at Nevada Globe and also on Twitter at Nevada Globe. And they can find me at Reagan Babe.
It's going to be fun over the course of the next, less than 2 months now. And again, early voting begins on May 28th. So we're going to be talking a lot of politics, and we're going to be talking a lot with you, Megan. Thanks so much. Always good to visit with you. We'll talk again next week.
Always, Kevin. Thank you so much.
There you go. Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. Thenevadaglobe.com. And, of course, you can find her at ReaganBabe.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. We're going to check in a little bit later on with Eddie Diaz. He is the strategic director for Nevada for the Libre Initiative. Hispanics are going to be a key voting block in the midterm elections. What are they thinking? What are they doing? We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more coming up after 1 o'clock. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And I just scanned the traffic cams, and I do see a multi-vehicle crash. It's in the cleanup phase right now. It's on the left shoulder on the Southern Beltway right now, 215 eastbound at Green Valley. You're really slow behind that. Also, moderate flows, 215 eastbound at Gillespie, those heading to Las Vegas Airport. No major issues or delays through the resort area of the 15. Looks like you're averaging about 60 miles per hour on US 95 as you make your way towards downtown. But that is where it gets interesting. Yeah, those lane restrictions are going to slow you down both directions on Interstate 515 past the Spaghetti Bowl between Main and Eastern.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Baseball Tuesday, Atlanta with a 3-1 win over the Dodgers. Max Fried gave up two hits over seven innings, eight strikeouts along the way. Dodgers starter Walker Buehler charged with all three earned runs. He gave up eight hits over five innings, one walk, two strikeouts. The Padres handed the Cincinnati Reds their eighth consecutive loss. 6-2 the final. Joe Musgrove with seven strikeouts, two earned runs, four hits over six in the third. Manny Machado and Eric Hosmer with two runs batted in. The Angels beat the Astros 7-2. Patrick Sandoval struck out five, four hits over four innings. L.A. with a five-run fifth to win it. The Giants dropped both ends of a doubleheader in New York against the Mets, falling 5-4 and 3-1. The A's nipped the Orioles 2-1. Oakland scoring both runs in the sixth on a Seth Brown two-run double. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt, will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My smartphone is blowing up because of what Governor Ron DeSantis is doing in the state of Florida and what the legislature there is doing. It is amazing, amazing work that they're doing with a Republican legislature and a Republican governor. Isn't it wonderful what you can do without the Dems even getting involved? Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following the story down in Tallahassee. What's going on down there? And it looks like it's pretty good news.
Very good news. And, of course, it looks at this point that Florida is more Republican than Texas at this point, because the Florida Senate, they passed Governor Ron DeSantis' congressional map, which is going to see the creation of four new GOP-leaning districts. And at the same time, they're going to be removing Disney's self-governing power and their special exempt status, which basically says that the land around there is going to be taxed at some rate of some $200 million per year. That's big money when you think about it for the state of Florida. And the Florida House tomorrow will likely pass because what the Senate already passed, because they have 78 seats in the House and 42 seats are Democrats, 78 are Republicans. So it looks like that will become the new law of the land down there. And, hey, Disney, you go woke, you go broke, because the way I see it, $200 million over 10 years is what? That's $2 billion. That's,
yikes.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Even for the mouse ears, it's a lot of money. Is it a safe bet that Democrats are not going to take this lying down? That they will challenge at least the redistricting maps? That they will challenge those in court?
They probably will, but at the same time, this is the way our democracy works. Which, of course, the Democrats always. They love to remind us of that fact.
Hey, elections have consequences.
Elections have consequences. But this is a law. Back to the Reedy Creek Improvement District, which is what Disneyland was benefiting from. It was a law that was enacted prior to 1968, and basically what this says is that all of that before 1968 is null and void at this point. And just in property taxes alone, they do expect in Florida they'll make an additional $200 million per year, because Disneyland is something like 25,000 acres in central Florida in the Orlando area. So big money and some good news. And it's about time, because every time we look up, there's another 8,000 people that cross into our country every single day, and basically in Texas.
Boy, that is incredible. That is absolutely incredible. And what they're doing down in Florida can be duplicated maybe in Texas. Maybe eventually could be coming to a state near you, like Nevada. Can you say, red wave? This kind of reinforces, though, the idea that this is what you get with a red wave.
It is indeed. And when you look at the state of Florida, it's about as solid red as I think any state in the entire country right now. You see what we're getting out of Utah, which is very surprising, Mitt Romney. But I was looking at Newsmax just a few minutes ago, Kevin, and I saw that, and I don't have any story on this yet, but apparently Tulsi Gabbard has delivered a cease and desist to Mitt Romney and to Keith Olbermann. Now, apparently these people are bad-mouthing her and saying that she's a threat to our democracy or whatever. But kind of interesting. I think the people of Utah did not expect Mitt Romney to be a reliable Democrat, considering they are, again, one of the reddest states in the country.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. The one thing I love about the Florida story, though, is Mario Diaz-Balart is a congressman from Florida, and he was on Newsmax last night. This is cut four, by the way, praising Ron DeSantis for taking the CRT out of math books, which I think is just ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous what the woke folks are trying to do in the state of Florida. And the fact is that Ron DeSantis is bouncing back and fighting back. This is Mario Diaz-Balart. This is cut four, and this was last night on Newsmax.
We learned this week that Governor Ron DeSantis and his State Department of Education are rejecting a number of math textbooks for next year's curriculum. They say it has to do with critical race theory concerns and elements of that being incorporated into it. I want to play this soundbite. This is Governor Ron DeSantis on his decision. Take a listen.
You know, math is about getting the right answer. And we want kids to learn to think so they get the right answer. It's not about how you feel about the problem or to introduce some of these other things. It's there's a right answer and there's a wrong answer. And we want all our students getting the right answers. And
Congressman, what do you make of the governor's decision there, and maybe more broadly on his priorities as the leader of the Sunshine State?
You know, every time I think that Florida has a great governor and he can't get any better, he gets better. And this is another one of those decisions. We're talking about math books for kids. And the fact, you know, the concept that in the math books, they would have critical race theory. You know, math books are to teach math. And in math, it's pretty simple, right? It's a science. It's right and wrong answers. And that's what our schools should be focused on, teaching the kids how to read, how to write. And so I think the governor is spot on. And I'm grateful for his leadership in this and in everything that he's doing. I'll tell you, this is a governor who continues to impress me. There's a reason why people are moving to the state of Florida in droves. They're voting with their feet. And that's, again, I think a big part of that is the leadership of Ron DeSantis. And also, not don't minimize the Republican control of the state legislature.
Yeah, you're right. Control of the legislature is the key. We always talk about, well, who's your member of the assembly or the state senate? And people give you a blank stare. I mean, no, I'm serious. Next time you're in a convenience store, the guy in line ahead of you, ask him who his state rep is, his assembly member, his state senate candidate is. They won't know. They give you that blank look. And God forbid if you could ask them who the board of trustee member of the district that they live in. Most people can't tell you that. That's going to have to change. We are going to have to change that. That's why we were talking with Kerry Cox yesterday. We'll be talking with a whole bunch of folks over the course of the next 2 months that may end up being your governor, maybe your next secretary of state, may end up being another constitutional officer. We're going to be doing that because it's important. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer, and I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call is paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Hi, my name is Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andre 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. The family is the basic unit of our society. Parents make the decisions for their children. So why do those who run the schools hide what they are doing to our children? Because they are intent on undermining our society, and we need to stop them now. As Nevada's next Lieutenant Governor, I will advocate for parental choice in education. I will work for school vouchers and to fully fund Nevada's Opportunity Scholarship Program that the governor slashed and the Democratic legislature continues to underfund. Together, we will put the free market principles of choice back into our education system to achieve excellence by highlighting failing schools so that they can either improve or close. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message, paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's a story we brought to you yesterday, handled last night by Hannity on Fox News Channel, and that was the reaction to Joe Biden apparently telling Barack Obama that he's going to be running for re-election. This is a long time before 2024. I'll grant you that. But if he is going to run, he has got to begin the process very soon to get a re-election committee put together. All the nuts and bolts that you have to do in a presidential campaign. Will there be a challenge, primary challenge? I doubt it, but there might be. Elizabeth Warren? Maybe. Bernie Sanders? Maybe. The usual cast of characters? Maybe. How about this one? Hillary Clinton? Maybe. Anyway, this was last night. This was on Hannity. His reaction to Biden apparently telling Barack Obama that he's running for re-election. Here it is.
Tonight, Biden's presidency, it is full out imploding, but apparently no one told Joe Biden, according to reports, the president has decided to run for re-election in 2024, bragging to Barack Obama that he's the only Democrat who could actually win. Now, this brings us to an important issue. Has Joe Biden really lost touch with all reality? It's a serious question, unfortunately. Every week, we all watch, observe his cognitive abilities. They get worse and worse. A new Issues and Insights poll found that one-fifth of Americans don't even think Joe Biden will make it through his first term. Only 45% think it's very likely that he will make it all 4 years this term. And today, at a tiny event in New Hampshire, well, Joe is in rare form as usual. Take a look.
Maine, New Hampshire, America have gone on the mend. They're not on the mend any longer. They're on the move. And we're coming to at our challenges from position of strength.
We're going to hire a full-time interpreter just to make sure we get it right. Unfortunately, it gets even worse. Just listen to how Joe Biden responded to a reporter who asked him a question about America's European allies and the war in Ukraine. Take a look.
What did you discuss with the allies today about Ukraine?
New Hampshire.
Really?
I'm here to talk about New Hampshire.
I understand.
All right. And anyway.
We're not going to answer that question. You know, think about last week on this program. Donald Trump was on this program for 40 minutes, the better part of 40 minutes. Fluent, energetic, informed ideas. I mean, could Joe Biden ever do that? Now, the president only wants to talk about New Hampshire, except apparently when he needs to blame our economic woes and everything else on Vladimir Putin. Take a look.
Let's be absolutely clear about why we have such high prices now. There are two reasons. First was COVID. And the second big reason for inflation is Vladimir Putin. Not a joke.
Not a joke. Not a joke. It's Putin. It's COVID. He looks tired, doesn't he? Anyway, Biden once again making excuses for his own economic decisions and failures, his own energy decisions and failures. He injected trillions of dollars of cash into an already hot economy. He restricted all oil and gas drilling and exploration all over the country. We showed you these charts last week. We'll show you again tonight. We already had a 40-year high of inflation months before Russia invaded Ukraine. Gas prices were up dramatically long before Russia invaded Ukraine. Joe is just lying, just like he lied that he never had a single discussion with zero experience Hunter about his foreign business dealings. But the big guy, we now know, had many discussions and dinners and meetings. But now Joe refuses to accept responsibility for pretty much anything. It's always someone else's fault. The buck doesn't stop with him, and it's all out of control.
That was Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel, and he's right. This all predated Putin. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know that anybody... And by the way, if there is somebody out there that buys into this notion that this is all about COVID-19 and Putin's war in Ukraine, and that's why we have runaway inflation... I mean, this inflation thing's going up 1.2% per month. Do the math. That's a lot of inflation. But maybe you believe that. Call me. Call me if you do. In fact, here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know you're a first-time caller. He'll whisper it to me. I'll blab it to everybody. That's how we do it right here on Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 Westlake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo! Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship. Taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight